77,000 Service Trees by Sri Chinmoy. Part 32. Published by Agni Press, 30th of July 2003. Today I have given my heart once and for all to the real owner, God. God's smile is the warrior supreme to help me win in the battlefield of life. When I follow the footsteps of my Lord Supreme, I become a choice instrument of His love. There is no doubt that God's will eventually win in every aspect of human life. My Lord, what can I do to thank you? My child, to thank me, just smile and smile. God loves me deeply because I give a full-hearted response to His call. If receptivity is the name of my heart, then God's grace will never come to an end. The divine will is not only perfect, but also invincible. I must deliver myself to the life of devotion. We should always be ready to suffer for humanity. This is at times the only way to serve God the creation. Nothing is as useless as frustration. God favors him because he is no more in expectation prison. There can be no proper excuse to neglect your prayer life. The mind is so materialistic, it does not care for the inner life at all. The mind loves gloom philosophy infinitely more than it loves bloom philosophy. There is only one thing certain. God wants me to be as great and good as He Himself is. There is nothing that equals God's smiles and God's tears, either in heaven or on earth. My heart is all the time on the watch for new ways to discover God. Nothing can remain beyond the reach of God-hungry prayers. To obey the Master is to see the smiling face of God. My heart is focused only on one thing, God obedience. The doubting mind needs an illumining friend. A true seeker is also a God lover and a God server. God and I beg each other to do the same thing. Smile. Each good dream is a big expansion of the heart. The beauty of a morning rainbow awakens my heart. It takes a very, very long time for the realization day to dawn. I have decided that I shall no more have a painful misunderstanding with my Lord Supreme. Be extremely careful. Ignorance night does not easily die. Although I am so insignificant in every way, my Lord Supreme tells me that he needs me badly. My heart needs wisdom exercise daily. Purity must reign supreme in each human life to please God. The ultimate failure, man serving the animal in himself. The aspiring heart needs assimilation power every day. It is extremely difficult to expel the hostility of the wild vital. Disobedience, audacity is indeed an explosive bomb. The ultimate victory, the total transformation of the doubting mind. If you want to be a front row seeker, then give up your desire life altogether. Each aspiration stride gives our heart tremendous joy. Only the soul can be the perfect caretaker of my heart. When the life train carries only desire passengers, the train goes off the track. God's infinite compassion gives me a special ticket to fly from my heart home to his heart home. To obey God is to stay away from the mind jungle. God is telling me that he will soon bless me with shining aspiration. Pride dearly loves only to live in its self-glory. Either today or tomorrow, the negativity of the mind has to disappear. When my heart is all gratitude, God proudly blesses me with God invocation breath. Only God songs I keep very safely in my heart file. Cheerfulness we badly need when we embark on life's inner journey. Slowly, steadily, and unerringly, I am creating a strong, stronger, strongest affection bond with my beloved Supreme. My heart door key God never gives to anybody, only he uses it. The sunshine of my soul's smile feeds my hungry heart every day. If you want to change, you must know that you are doing it only for improvement and for nothing else. Friendship talent is lacking in the human life. Disobedience is imminent danger. I give God my surrender life. God gives me his responsibility heart. What displeases God is not my weakness, but my unwillingness. I shall never dine with ignorance night. Never, never. For I have come to realize that my Lord is my all. Whenever God secretly tells me anything, I must take it to be as sacred as God's own breath. Each aspiring moment of my life makes God very proud of me. No, not even the mind can deny God's most blissful charm. Who says that we cannot shock God the moment we say that God realization is not meant for us? There are so many angels inside my heart. I am going to join them to sing our Lord's victory songs. Nothing is as simple as speaking highly of God. To my great surprise, my Lord's Peace Palace is within my walking distance. If we do not have faith in God's will, we will be the loser, not God. A wee smile is needed to make my Lord happy. I am so proud of my heart that it is always ready for God's complete inspection. Alas, what have I done? My Lord's patience is swimming in the sea of tears. God has only one wish, my acceptance of his will all the time. Every day, dive deeper and deeper so that you can find the only way to God's nectar feet. A man of disobedience thinks he can fool God and remain unnoticed. Negativity is a fatal disease. Surrender is the only thing that God and I love to discuss. To my greatest joy, God trusts my surrender promise. At long last, I have learnt my Lord's way of doing everything. When the mind says that it has abundant peace for me, it is not convincing. Insecurity must be cast aside when we embark on our heart journey. God tells me that no sincere God-climbing heart can ever falter. My heart always tries to stay in tune with God's compassion beat. Each step forward has a sacred meaning of its own. For years and years I have been cherishing a solitary desire. I want my life to mingle with the golden dust of my Lord's feet. May my heart throb with the strongest aspiration to please my Lord Supreme. Ego begins the self-extinction game. My unhappy mind bewilders my poor heart. Do not try to impress God. It will be an utter failure. My tears and God's smiles mutually devour one another. God's affection is my unparalleled satisfaction. May my heart and eye sport with the beauty of morning smile. God Himself asks me every day to make a fresh start. Every day, God invents a new game to keep my heart happy. Right after the surrender road, we enter into the delight street. Every day I make it a point to keep my desire closet very firmly shut. My dawn meditation awakens my slumbering life. Every morning God comes down to garland me with His compassion tears and satisfaction smiles. God alone knows how eager I am to lose my earth existence completely in Him. Expectation extinction is the fastest road to God. The real spiritual life has to be a perfect stranger to pretension. Every morning I bathe in my Lord's compassion forgiveness river. Each time my Lord and I meet, we exchange our silence smiles. It is our utter stupidity that makes us feel that each time we think of God, God remains away, far away. Truth light and wisdom delight are eternal partners. Without a sleepless and breathless God hunger, nobody can realize God. May my God oneness heart never cease. God could have chosen anybody to His liking, but He chose me to be His messenger light. We must always keep in very close contact with our soul. My God oneness moments I shall remember forever and forever. The more I love God's compassion eye, the more I need God's forgiveness heart. My heart and I shall always remain great admirers of God the Superstar. If you waste time, you will never be able to arrive at God's station. The closer I come to God's heart, the less I understand, but my love of God immediately increases in infinite measure. May my friendship with all seeker friends of mine be insecurity, jealousy free. Today is the perfect day for me to embark on God discovery. Nobody cares for me. Indeed, this is no news. But my Lord cares for me all the time. Indeed, this is the news of news. From this very moment, I shall make myself available, no matter when I get a call from my Lord Supreme. My Lord, alas, I have failed you again. My child, you can never fail me, for I shall never accept your failure. My Lord tells me that I must not pay any attention to my frustration mind. God wants to see my face only when I am eager to feel his heart. Wherever I go with my purity heart, divinity's beauty blossoms. Whenever I am with God, everything is instrumental and nothing is incidental. My beauty-empty eyes become exceedingly beautiful the moment God stands before me. Enthusiasm is my success assurance in my outer life. Patience is my progress guarantee in my inner life. My heart expansion and my God manifestation go side by side. God wants me to offer him unfailing attention so that he can use me in his own way. God's eye is the source of my inspiration. God's heart is the source of my aspiration. God's light is the source of my dedication. O my mind, please do me only one big favor. Be kind to my Lord Supreme when he comes to visit me. If you do not believe in God's compassion, then he is under no obligation to show you what he truly is. When I was in my mind cave, I was all God negation. When I am in my heart cottage, I am all God affirmation. Anything that God likes, I shall always immediately like it. Alas, the divine singer in me still remains unsung. God does not believe in assessment. Therefore, he does not make any assessment of my divine qualities. At every moment, I orient my life breath heavenward. God inspects my body, vital, mind, and heart. Only my heart enjoys God's inspection. My heart has a sleepless hunger to hear good news from the cosmic gods. I wish to be a lover of my heart's aspiration and not a lover of my mind's information. My Lord, may I be allowed to weep tears of ecstasy before you. Fate is not unchangeable when will is indomitable and incomparable. In my hour of dire need, my Lord uses his faster than the fastest speed. Our outer success gives us joy. Our inner progress gives us peace. God compassionately looks at my small thoughts. God proudly looks at my long will. Do not hesitate. Decide immediately, either the human in your mind or the divine in your heart. When God stands before me, my eyes start dancing and my heart starts crying. Pleasure has another name, loser. An outer beggar can easily be an inner multimillionaire. Each human breath is a step towards death. Each divine breath is a step towards immortality. God loves to solve my problems, but alas, quite often I love my problems to remain unsolved. Confession is not the problem shooter. Non-repetition is the real problem shooter. Every day, my body, vital, mind, and heart soulfully enjoy a God search relay. Friendship thrives in the heart of selflessness. Every day, my heart needs a new smile to please my Lord Supreme in his own way. My mind takes everything as an obligation. My heart takes everything as a golden opportunity. Last night, God missed me very badly. Therefore, he called on me in the very early morning. May every single day be worthy of my spiritual awakening. God does not miss any opportunity to show us his most sincere concern. We must allow our divine dreams to mold and shape us. The more I think of the world positively, the more I am loved by the world dearly. I never thought that I was going to bathe in God's compassion sea. I wish God's compassion eye to be my only authority. A rainbow dawn every day reveals our heart to be as beautiful as it is. Appreciation is the only way for us to bring the good qualities of others to the fore. So often we are quite unaware of God's compassion eye and his forgiveness heart. When God makes fun of us, we must realize that it is always his compassion game. When God teases us, he just shows us his overwhelming love for us. God's joy knows no bounds when we think each creation of His is extremely sacred. I must follow God, for He is the only way for me. I pray to God to correct me and perfect me at every moment. God immediately pays attention to our heart tears. God takes immediate pride in our life's smiles. When I have pure devotion in my heart, the distance between God and me becomes infinitely shorter. My obedience is my perfection and God's satisfaction. Those who do not respond to God's compassion are bound to be total failures in life. The Supreme Consciousness is eagerly waiting to take birth in our heart's aspiration cry. I love God more than usual when He examines me. When my heart does not feel God's presence, it means that my heart is not in the right place. When I feel God is on my side, that means I am not ready for the spiritual life. When I feel I am on God's side, that means I am more than ready to accept the spiritual life. God proudly counts all the devotion tears in my heart. We must reject and ignore all the invitations that we get from our doubting mind. God can hear our heart's most feeble cry if He wants to. Devotion means our aspiration heart is in action. God proudly cradles my God manifestation dedication life. We help ourselves tremendously when we encourage others in their life activities. When we know that we are of God and we are for God, we need no outer credentials. I love to see my heart at every moment happy. My heart loves to see my Lord Supreme at every moment happy. Alas, I am so stupid to think that my Lord's love for me is something that goes on and off like a light bulb. If I am an unconditional God seeker, then I must see that God's love is constantly moving through me and around me. God loves me equally, whether I am on stage or off stage. God tells me that I am infinitely more than what I think I am. All in silence, God's eye invents and my heart discovers. The real torture begins the moment I deny God's concern for me. When God calls my heart, it immediately starts running. When God calls my mind, alas, it does not have the capacity even to crawl. Noise is another name for our disturbing and disturbed mind. Poise is another name for our loving and aspiring heart. I surrender only to the power of love and not to anything else.